Joining me now is head coach of the White County Warriors football team, Mark Frazier. Coach, obviously, D. Harris, longtime White County coach, passed away on Tuesday evening. What was your first reaction to kind of hearing the news, and what was kind of the first thing that was going through your head about it?
Well, I knew Coach was struggling with some health problems there, and I know he'd been in the nursing home in and out. So, but it was still shocking to me because I thought he was on the road to recovery and was going to be around, you know. So, just sad, you know. He's an older fella, and I know that's part of life. But it's sad when you have somebody as well loved as him. He was great to me, and just a good man, and you know, obviously leaves a big legacy behind. But you know, his son is a good friend of mine. I feel for them. Once again, everybody goes through it, and everybody loses their parents, but it's just tough when it happens. So just a lot of sadness that it, you know, finally came to an end.
You mentioned legacy, Coach. First, as a football coach, talk about the kind of legacy he leaves. Obviously, over 100 career wins, which is impressive at the high school level, over 19 years at White County, and was a state runner-up in 1961. What's the legacy that D. Harris left with this program when he retired?
Well, it'll be way bigger than football, and I think that's if you had a chance to ask him, that he would be most proud of that. He'll have more players that come back to, you know, give their respect to him more about the way he treated them as people, and many of them the way he treated them after their playing days, you know, as adults. You know, he was a fixture here in Sparta, you know, for a long time after he quit coaching. So just the way he handled himself, the way he was as a person, I'm not trying to diminish what he did as a football coach. That obviously, you know, his name's on the field, his name's on the building. So there's no doubt he accomplished a lot of things as a football coach. But as a coach, those wins come and go. But the way, you know, your kids look up to you and the way your players remember you, I think will be the biggest tribute to him over the next couple of days.
You mentioned it all being bigger than football, and I 100% agree. One thing that sticks out to me is, you know, when David Culley was named the Houston Texans head coach, you know, he gets this job, first time head coach of an NFL team, and one of the first people he mentions is D. Harris. Says a lot about a person when in one of your biggest moments of your life, the first person you think of is your high school football coach, I'd say.
Well, and that's a testament what I was just mentioning earlier, you know. You're on the biggest stage, 32 jobs in the world as an NFL head football coach, and he gets mentioned in the first 2 or 3 minutes. So that's just maybe the biggest indicator of what or the impact he had. And, you know, Coach Culley played in the early 70s. We're talking 40, 50 years ago, and that's still who he mentions. But it tells you what a long-reaching impact that Coach Harris had on, you know, not just, you know, David Culley. There's going to be so many more guys that, you know, obviously they're not NFL head football coaches, but whatever they're doing in their life, whatever occupation they have, they came back for advice for him. He's taught them how to be, you know, good men, and that's really where I think his legacy will carry on the most. He was great to me. You know, obviously, like I said, I coached with his son, and so I knew him through that, but the fact that he was, you know, willing to sit and talk with me and let me ask him questions and things, and probably just humoring me more than anything. So it was, you know, he would come out and watch practice. When I first got there, you know, he was still in pretty good health. He lives by the football field, so he would come out and watch, and just excited to you know, help me as much as he could. So it just tells you what kind of person he was, still trying to be a help, even whenever, you know, if he wanted to, he could sit on the porch and drink lemonade if he wanted to, but that's not what he was doing. He was still trying to help people. So this is going to have a major impact for a long time to come on this community.
When you look at yourself personally, where do you think he affected you most as not just a coach, but as just a person in Sparta?
Well, I mean, he is the he's the goal if you're a football coach in White County. You know, he's what you're trying to be like. You know, like I said before, his name's on the building, his name's on the field. He was a successful football coach, the most successful coach we've had by quite a long shot. We've had some good coaches come through, but the success has been spotty at times. And he was a long line of success. And so as a coach, you know, you're just trying to maintain that level of consistency and winning. But, you know, even more than that, going back to that, just the way he treated people and the way he treated his kids, that's something that we want to try to be as a coaching staff now. And just, you know, we hope to win a bunch of games. You know, that's important, obviously, but I hope that in the long term that they can look back and say we learned a little bit about life playing football, and that's something that Coach Harris